First, I would like to acknowledge my co-author, Christy Vila, who unfortunately is no longer with us at FIU, and I was hoping our current project director, Colin Nicholas, would be here, and maybe he will. He was arriving late last night, so you can meet him. I'm going to have to leave right after my presentation, so I'm going to leave a couple minutes for questions, if you have any. Before I leave, I had the opportunity to attend a leadership workshop, so I'm sorry, but I didn't want to pass up that opportunity. My presentation, Unity and Diversity, Building Community Partnerships for Latino Health Promotion and Research. This is based on a five-year NIH intervention study doing HIV/AIDS prevention. And we use an enhanced community outreach model for this research. And in order to do this kind of research, we have built partnerships over more than almost 15 years in this particular community with the Health and Human Services agencies and with others in the community. Government representatives, and so on. And our goal has always been to build culturally appropriate interventions. And in order to do that, we want to get feedback from the community. Let me give you a little bit of a background about this particular community. Immokalee, Florida. Is anyone familiar with Immokalee? Yay! Are you from Florida? Wonderful. So you know that Immokalee is in Collier County toward the west coast of Florida. It's an agricultural community, very small agricultural community, but the population mushrooms during the agricultural season, which starts in late August and goes through June. So during our hottest months, there are not many of the migrant and seasonal workers there. Primarily Spanish-speaking migrants and seasonal workers. And as you would imagine, there's also a residential population that works in agriculture. And part of that residential community is an African-American population. So we're really interested in targeting two groups, a Spanish-speaking, a Latino group, as well as an African-American group. So our interventions need to be able to address both of these populations. Our staff for this project is multilingual. They live and work in Collier County, if not directly in Immokalee. And many of our staff have worked for us over the life of our participation in that community in the research. And most of this I've said, we've had to maintain good relationships to be accepted in the community, to be trusted. We have developed a community advisory board, which we use, and it's vital to our work, and so we have developed a lot of support in the community. What I wanted to do is to see if there's a way we could objectively show that we have included decision-making from the community into our project. And so we really looked at four variables to look at the way in which decisions were made in our project by participation of community. So we used four variables. The first is attendance at various kinds of meetings. Second, integration of suggestions and feedback on our various intervention materials, referrals to services, and interagency efforts for coordinating care. The attendance variable, we looked at, of course, attendance at our community advisory board, interagency meetings, which are held monthly throughout the year, except in the summer, and local conferences, as well as participation with the local health department, both in Naples, the county seat, and in Immokalee. The second variable is Integration of suggestions and feedback into our materials, our intervention materials. And the Community Advisory Board, we held two focus groups. We gave them the intervention manuals, asked them to read them thoroughly, and then a week or so later, we invited them to a focus group to get their feedback. We have two interventions. The participants will be randomized to one of these two interventions. One is called Healthy and one is called Peer. And the Peer is the experimental intervention in which we're trying to reduce HIV/AIDS risk behaviors. And Healthy is more a health promotion intervention. So the feedback from the Community Advisory Board on the Healthy said please add some information on diabetes and some more information on safety and first aid, especially safety in the fields, in the workplace. And also ideas on the peer group to talk about the risks that incarcerated individuals might have. So we added that information. We had six additional participant focus groups in which we gave them various parts of the intervention. And we had them look at various activities. One is called a red light, green light. We had a telenova, which we had as a slideshow, a self-care guide, and we piloted the entire intervention. Well, the feedback that we got on the telenovela was that it was a little outdated. And the reason we chose that was that it had been used in a Latino community in the Southwest, and so we thought it was very culturally appropriate. So based on the feedback of our participants, however, we found two videos from Project Respect, if you're familiar with Project Respect, and incorporated those videos, which we also did focus groups on, and they liked those much better. The third variable is referrals to services, and with this, we actually put together a little booklet, which we give to the participants, that identify all of the various kinds of services that would be relevant to the population that we engage in our study. And then finally, the interagency coordination of care variable. And there, we've actually become an HIV/AIDS testing site. An official site for the local health department. So indications are that we add to the mix of people that are normally who normally receive HIV/AIDS testing in that community. So in summary, we were able to show objectively that we are engaging our partners, first of all through our own research staff through the multilingual staff and our peer networks, engaging them in decisions that are made in terms of development of the interventions that we use in our study. We've established solidarity with the community partners, and the partners actually assist us with recruitment into our study, and of course the HIV/AIDS testing and counseling. So if there are any questions, do I still have a couple minutes? Any questions? Thank you very much.